With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Top man at the Pentagon, staunchly defending the president. Here's correspondent Donna Border.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said on Fox News Sunday that there's nothing unprecedented about President Donald Trump firing Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr. as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The president deserves to pick his key national security and military advisory team. There are lots of presidents who've made changes.
Brown was just the second black general to serve as Joint Chiefs chairman, with 16 months in the post. Hegseth says the dismissals of 6 3-star and 4-star generals on Friday are a reflection of the president wanting the right people around him to execute the national security approach we want to take. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass ousting the fire chief over a public rift about preparations for the blazes and finger-pointing between the chief and City Hall over responsibility for the L.A. devastation. 6 weeks after the start of the most destructive wildfire in city history, here's Bernie Bennett with more on that story.
Bass, a first-term Democrat, said she is removing Chief Kristen Crowley immediately. She told reporters at City Hall, quote, "Los Angeles needs to move forward. This is a new day." While Bass initially praised Crowley in the early hours of firefighting, she said she later learned that an additional 1,000 firefighters could have been deployed the day the blaze ignited. The firefighters' union sharply criticized Bass's decision and echoed the former chief's concerns over the department's staffing and funding. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom asking Congress to approve $40 billion in aid to help L.A. recover from the fires. He says the money would be used to rebuild everything from homes, schools, churches, and healthcare facilities. This is SRN News. Scotland, illustrating the problem with buffer zone laws.
Those statutes, which are being replicated in many places, including here in the U.S., bar people from demonstrating outside abortion clinics. But what if you were just standing there silently with a sign that says, "I'm here to talk, but only if you want to"? In Scotland, the police will run you off. That's what happened this month to an elderly pro-lifer who bore her sign outside a hospital in Glasgow. Cops said her silent vigil might obstruct access to abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump signing an executive order aiming to help people expand their families through in vitro fertilization by reducing cost. It can be up to $25,000 per cycle. The order instructs the assistant to the president for domestic policy to give the president a list of policy recommendations on protecting IVF access. This is SRN News. It is a huge automotive industry recall, likely to affect many motorists all across these United States. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the latest on the story.
Ford is recalling about 240,000 Explorer and Lincoln Aviator SUVs due to a problem with seatbelt anchors. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, a loose seatbelt or seatbelt buckle may not properly restrain an occupant during a crash. The Explorers and Aviators in question are model years 2020 and 2021. Owners are expected to be notified by Ford in late March and will be instructed to take their vehicles into a Ford or Lincoln dealer for inspection. If the anchor bolts are found to be improperly secured, the components will be replaced for free. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And more details at SRNnews.com.